Coach, give us an update on Ben Sherratt.
Yeah, so Benny is going to be out for a prolonged period of time, closer to April. Had a hand injury. You guys have already got that out in the wire, so there's no hiding that one. He did have surgery yesterday, had it repaired. So I'm telling you that to give you a little idea how we handle these injuries. I know before Benny comes back, those bones will be 100% healed, and he's going to be at 100%. The reason that we're vague with other injuries at times is because you know the guy's going to come back and still have some pain in some areas, but that one will be 100% healer before he's back in the lineup.
So when you say April, early, late?
Oh, so early, right? So around the six-week mark, we'll use the word, is typical. But again, he's not coming back until the doc says that thing is right. So we're hopeful he'd be back by towards the end of the regular season.
Well, talking to some of your players today, it sounds like there still remains a bit of doubt in terms of the style and system you're playing. Not that they don't get what you're trying to do, but in the games, Andrew said sometimes they tend to like subconsciously play it a little safe, that the time and space thing you're always talking about isn't quite right. Do you get that sense they're not quite believing it yet, or what?
No, it's not a matter of belief. It's about repetitions and the change of opponents, different styles of game that you play. We're not that far off it. We want to play that tight gap, kind of hard game defensively. And I think for the most part we have. There's some areas around that, how we're moving the puck and what we're doing with the puck in our own end a little bit, I think can improve. Our penalty killing was a big part of the numbers being not really good over the last month. We really liked what we saw in Toronto as a starting point to getting that back on track. And then when you look around the league, it seems that this time of year, before the last 20, we're seeing some big score games. And there's going to be a shutoff, and we're hoping for us it's tomorrow, that this thing gets down to the 2-1, 3-2 that you normally see toward the end of the year. I'm no concern about where they're at with it. We're probably ahead of where I thought we would be overall over a 60-game block in terms of understanding the style of game, and we're not changing it. So we'll get better at it.
With Ben's injury, you're still planning to keep Buff up front right now?
Yeah, as of today, yeah.
You play such a hard... Go ahead.
Mueller status?
We'll see how he comes in tomorrow. Possible.
You play, and you've talked a lot about it all season, such a hard game to play, right? Are you concerned at all about the amount of fuel in the tank, maybe some of your top guys?
No, not a concern. Because we're going to a place that we're going to get there. How long it takes us to get there until we can play that game consistently. We've done a real good job with it so far. It's a hard game to play. But as I said, we're not changing. It's not getting easier. So we just have to find a way to get stronger.
It's been a while since you've had 9 straight days at home. What's that going to be like here with the 4 games?
You know, it's good. I going back into January, was starting to have a hard time gauging where we were at based on our travel and our fatigue level. And I think we came out of that a little bit. The game in Van. So that game was the first game I thought we were back. We're 4-2-3 in that stretch. And those two teams that we lost to on the road in Washington and in Nashville, I think from December 5th on, are the two best teams in the NHL. So I think we will see more energy and more jump. And I think that our road schedule and how it's been laid out has affected that at times. This rest will be good for us, being home, getting recharged for more than just one game. We were coming home for a game, it seemed, the last little while, and then going back out in the road. It'll be good for us to be at home.
So Blake didn't skate today more because of an injury rather than a maintenance thing?
Well, you usually maintenance days are based off some form of injury, but yes.
With Ben out, how does it affect Dustin's status as a forward?
Well, it relates to Blake's status, and we'd make a decision based on where Blake comes into the lineup. If he does, if he doesn't, then Dustin will stay there.
Paul, you had hinted that you'd hope maybe a goalie would grab the number one spot or solidify a spot. Have either of your goalies in the last little while done that yet?
No. No. I think they both have the number one spot, So, again, our schedule is going to allow us, if we want to play one more than our schedule hadn't allowed us really from mid-November on, with the way the game's laid out. As we go forward, we'll get more rest in here, and they both should be ready. And if one of them got hot, then they could run.
Well, I don't know how involved you are in the trades or the evaluation of what may help, but with the injuries mounting up, do you get more involved, or with a week to go, is there anything you need right now that you maybe ask for?
No, Kevin's got a real strong idea of, and he has, as I said, from the very first phone call of how the build was going to happen with the young players coming in. And for me, I'm always only concerned about the guys we have. That's my job. I also don't think that they're... It seems different this year, anyway, to me, in terms of the number of and the names that are out there. It's not. They're waiting for five or six big guys to move that usually do. There's just not an awful lot out there. And given my choice, I really don't necessarily want to see anybody come in that takes ice time from one of our younger players. It's too important a time for them. They need to play now. I mean, that's the whole point of having some younger guys in those positions.
So as it's been all year, it's about what you're trying to do here as right. an organization.
Right. And you know, injuries do, and they have changed some things for us. They did us when all of our defense went down, and when Evander was injured, that did change some things for us. We'll see how the next week goes in terms of our health, but that may have an effect on it. But I don't think I'm not banging on the door for more help.
Is that maybe one of the better parts of the Evander Kane trade, is that it helps you now, but also what the organization is building towards?
I think it's really good for both. You know, I'm always worried more about NHL players. You know,
yeah.
Hopefully that you're around when the draft picks are wearing your sweater. I like the two guys that we got. They've really been good for us.
Michael Hutchins' numbers were leading the league. They've sure come down. What do you see in his play lately? He is
just
really
tied
young.
To our team, yeah. Right? He and Pav both, their numbers have come down. Ours, you know, the PK had a big piece of that. I don't think that our game has, I think they've been the same. I think they're all in the exact same boat. If the goaltending hadn't made maybe one or two saves over the course of three games that they did earlier, we created those opportunities in front of them to have that happen. So it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.